This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has canceled peace talks with Afghanistan's Taliban leaders after the insurgent group claimed responsibility for an attack in Kabul that killed an American soldier and 11 other people. In an interview with ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Taliban overreached with Thursday's car bomb attack.
When we saw this action, when we were closing in on a solution and closing in on opportunity for the president to actually meet with the decision makers that can actually deliver that reconciliation and peace to the Afghan people, President Trump said, that's enough. We're not going to do that. We're not going to reward that behavior.
He says peace talks are over for now.
I hope it's the case that the Taliban will change their behavior, will recommit to the things that we've been talking to them about for months. In the end, this will be resolved through a series of conversations. I hope the Taliban will agree to meet with the Afghan government.
Negotiators for the U.S. and Taliban have held nearly a year of peace talks. Hurricane Dorian has brought its hurricane-force winds to far eastern Canada on Sunday, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of people. Dorian hit near the city of Halifax, ripping roofs off apartment buildings, toppling a huge construction crane, and uprooting trees. There were no reported deaths in Canada, though the storm was blamed for at least 49 elsewhere along its path. Meanwhile, in the Bahamas, the search for survivors continues. Keisha Sanatis feels lucky to be alive.
It's really bad because when my home collapsed and I felt like I almost died, you know, because a lot of people died and I thought I was going to be one of them. And we just started praying and everything, and then we survived.
Dorian was a Category 5 storm when it hit the Bahamas, creating a path of death and destruction, leaving an estimated 70,000 people in need of immediate humanitarian relief. This is VOA News. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is sticking to his Brexit plan and will not seek a delay to Britain's departure from the EU. Reuters' Sarah Charlton reports.
The Prime Minister is sticking to his guns and what he said to get us out of this rut that we're in. We're going to keep going on with the negotiations with the EU. We want a deal by the end of October, but we must leave come what may.
Two of Boris Johnson's top ministers came out fighting his corner on Sunday after a shock resignation from the British government threw yet more doubt and confusion on Brexit. Amber Rudd, Work and Pensions Secretary, quit late Saturday over Johnson's Brexit policy and for expelling 21 rebels from the Conservative Party. Rudd's resignation topped off what Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab described as a rough week. Johnson lost the government's majority in Parliament, failed to force through a new election, and his own brother quit.
That is Reuters' Sarah Charlton reporting. Thousands of Hong Kong protesters on Sunday sang the Star Spangled Banner and called on U.S. President Donald Trump to liberate the Chinese-ruled city. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
It started peacefully. Strains of the Star Spangled Banner pouring through the streets of Hong Kong. Thousands of protesters gathered at the U.S. consulate on Sunday to call on U.S. President Donald Trump to liberate the Chinese-ruled city. But the demonstration took a dramatic turn and swiftly turned violent, with protesters barricading and smashing windows in the city's upmarket banking and shopping district. Police once again fired tear gas in a bid to disperse the protesters, now commonplace after 14 weeks of demonstrations.
That was Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. Republicans in three states won't have a presidential primary in which to choose their candidates this election cycle. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Republican leaders in Nevada, South Carolina, and Kansas have voted to scrap their presidential nominating contests in 2020. While the move is not unheard of for the party of a president seeking a second term, it prompted former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld to ask, "What is Donald Trump afraid of?" In a statement, he calls voting the ultimate right of speech in America. Weld is one of a handful of Republicans thought to be possible challengers to President Trump for the Republican nomination. Like Weld, former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh has formally declared his intentions. He told CNN that his campaign would fight South Carolina and any other state that considers doing this. Ben Thomas, Washington.
China's trade with the United States is falling sharply as the two sides prepare for more negotiations. There is no sign of progress toward ending a worsening tariff war that threatens global economic growth. For more news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Voice of OA 1. It's today.